Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's program, we are joined by members of the Knoxville High School Drama Department, including students Malachi Swan, Rashawn Boyer, and Willow Cam, along with Spring Production Director Jessica Duffy and High School Music Director Ian Heatland, to talk about the spring production of Hadestown Teen Edition and the upcoming Iowa Musical Theater Awards happening at the end of the month. Here today with members of the Knoxville High School Drama Department to talk about, you know, their recent show and production that was held this spring, along with the Iowa High School Musical Theater Association Awards that will be happening at the end of this month. Let's just go around the table first, starting by introducing yourselves.
Hello, my name is Rashawn Boyer. I played Hermes.
Hello, my name is Jessica Duffy, and I am the director of Hadestown.
My name is Malachi Swan, and I played Orpheus.
Hello, my name is Willow Cam, and I play Persephone.
And I'm Ian Heatland, and I was the musical director and pit orchestra conductor for the show.
To start off, just a question for the students that participated. Kind of what was just this overall process like in the shows, the preparation for it, and being able to, you know, be a part of such a great production here at Knoxville High School?
Oh, goodness. I would say rehearsals were a lot, but generally it was just a lot of work with the leads for most of the acting wise. However, for like choreography and stuff, it was very ensemble heavy. So like, it wasn't just the leads. It really was everybody every night.
Adding on to that, I would say that it was very worth it in the end to see all the hard work and dedication pay off, because the rehearsals, like, even though they would go on so long into the night, people still had like the determination to get the show ready to perform. And I just thought it was really cool to see how it turned out in the end.
And besides practicing in the K-PAC, we also had to practice at home. We would practice together at school hours and when, things like that, you know? But during our practices, we would drill times with the music. We would do pit band, and then we would separate and go do dancing, and then we would do acting, and then we would put things like the singing and the dancing together, and then maybe the dancing and the acting. Like, we would break things apart, grill them, put them together, break them apart, and put them together over and over again to make sure that things were perfect for the show.
Yeah, and Rashawn, also being a part of the Iowa High School Musical Theater Association Awards in the past, kind of talk about your past experience and then carrying that into this year.
It was so fun! It really was. I was luckily able to do the awards last year with Becca Bennett and Joey. So seeing them as well was really fun. But the first time you are on that stage is just, it's breathtaking. It really is. And learning all the choreo, learning all the songs with everybody else, meeting new people who have the same interests as you, it's really just, it's lovely.
Yeah, Malachi, talk about a little bit about your opportunity to be able to perform on stage with Becca.
It's an amazing opportunity, and I can't say how thankful I am to be able to perform on that stage. I am a little watered down by it a little bit because I'm not too sure what it entices. Like, having never been there or not even really ever heard of it, I don't really know like the expectation and how much of a big deal it is to be able to go there and be able to perform there, but I am excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, Jessica, this was your first show that you directed here at Knoxville High School. You know, I know we had an interview before the show started just to talk about it and your experience and different things like that, but just overall, a lot of success with this opening show.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I've always loved theater, and so getting to do a job like this right out of college was really exciting for me. And I'm very, very, very blessed with how amazingly successful it was. And as the student said, it went like a lot of work went into this show. And since, as many people know, Hadestown is a big show, so doing it at Knoxville High School is a big expectation, but everybody met everything. I'm very happy to say that my first show went so well. And my greatest part about it was meeting all the kids. That's a little nervous coming into a brand new school, not knowing anyone, you know, coming in with different ideas. It's a little nerve-wracking, but I was so happy with how it all went.
Mr. Heatland, you know, you overseeing the vocal music department here at Knoxville High School. You know, just kind of your take on this year's performance, you know, obviously something different than concert choir or anything mm-hmm. like that, or chamber singers. A lot of moving pieces that come together to make the show happen. Just your overall thoughts.
So the word team immediately comes to mind. And the first thing that needs to be said is a big congratulations and a thank you to two individuals, one student, and then one person kind of behind the scenes before we get to the thanks for the rest of the team. First and foremost, couldn't be here today to interview, but Becca Bennett deserves a lot of credit, a lot of credit. She did phenomenal for Eurydice, and she poured her heart and soul into that theatrical production like she does in everything. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's always a great day to come to work and work with students like Becca. She does a fantastic job. And secondly, almost all of the students at some point had private voice instruction with Dr. Rose Dino. She deserves a lot of credit for working tirelessly with these students because she loves what she gets to do with them, and that in turn makes them better musicians. So a big shout out to those two. But yes, team is the big part. We couldn't have done this without Jessica at the head of it. Another kind of special shout outs go to our other team members, Troy Eartham for stage managing, Mackenzie Nide for choreography, Sarah Collins and her mother Julie for costuming, and then all the parents who spent countless volunteer hours to make this thing work. It really does take a village to move this, and this is easily of the musical productions that I've been a part of. This is easily the finest in regards of student achievement, cohesiveness, and the ability to work hard. I know it was involvement from every angle. The students on the stage worked really hard, the students who worked backstage equally as hard, and then all of our pit orchestra musicians down front worked really, really intensely as well. So couldn't be prouder of the students, couldn't be prouder of the opportunities that are presented to them, and it's a great day to be a part of musical theater here at Knoxville, and you know, it is great seeing where the students are at and where they're gonna go next.
Before we close, just details surrounding the Iowa High School Music Theater Association Awards.
So the students will be involved in a myriad of rehearsals throughout the next couple of weeks. Jessica and I have the privilege to be with them as they go through some music practices, some choreography sessions, and they'll even have some workshops to meet other students across the state who will be a part of this amazing opportunity, and then it'll culminate with the showcase the ceremony and the performances. I believe Miss Duffy helped me out and remember it's the last Thursday in May, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes, Thursday, May 28th. And if you're interested in getting tickets, they go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. on dmpa.org.
Mm-hmm. Rashawn?
There will also be a live stream of it later on PBS, if I'm
Iowa
right.
PBS.
Yes, PBS, that's right. Yeah, so it's a wonderful opportunity to showcase wonderful talent from wonderful students across the great state of Iowa. So we're really proud of all the students that participated in Hadestown and really, really proud of Becca, Malachi, Rashawn, and Willow for not only representing Knoxville well in other aspects, but really, really representing them at the highest level at this awards ceremony.
Thanks to Willow Cam, Rashawn Boyer, Malachi Swan, Ian Heatland, and Jessica Duffy for joining us on today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. People's Bank, your bank for good, with offices in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. If you miss Never Let's Talk programs, you can find them wherever you get your podcasts or online at KNIA, KRLS.com. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.